Now, women have reported being strangled, raped, beaten, and feeling trapped in their homes by abusive partners during the COVID-19 lockdown. Women's Aid has answered over 4,000 calls on their 24-hour national helpline since late March. That's a 39% increase on the same period last year. CEO of Women's Aid, Sarah Benson, is on the line. Sarah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Justin.
We're told to stay in our homes at the moment to stay safe, but for those women who have contacted your services, home is not a safe place, is it?
Exactly that. Unfortunately, as part of the important public health measures to protect some of those who are vulnerable in our society, we have created, as an unintended consequence, a really acute and in some cases very dangerous situation for others, and specifically those who are living with domestic abuse, including sexual abuse, in their own homes at the moment. So something that we have been concerned about from the outset, and now having looked at our own numbers and seen nearly a 40% increase in demand for our services, and in conjunction with that, nearly 30% reported increase in Garda call-outs on the issue of domestic abuse, I think we're looking at a really, really serious situation right now.
What are you advising those women to do if they call your services and if they're in their homes with an abusive partner?
Well, we are saying fundamentally that we are still here. Our helpline is available on 1-800-341-900 all day and all night, and we have an online chat service for those who perhaps don't feel they can literally speak out, and that's available through our website, womensaid.ie. But also, all of the other services, both domestic and sexual violence services, are available, and the Department of Justice is currently sponsoring a campaign in which many of us are partners called stillhere.ie, and the website stillhere.ie has really important information both on local services and on the national services, and in addition reminds people that, you know, abuse, being subjected to abuse and violence, is never the fault of the person who is being abused, and that safety and access to justice are absolute rights. And if somebody feels at risk or is worried about somebody who may be at risk, to please contact the Gardaí on 112 or 999, as they have stated very publicly that this is a policing priority for them.
All right, Sarah Benson, CEO of Women's Aid, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the News at One.